This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The president and I talked about that ridiculous allegation this morning. He said it's patently absurd. He's never drawn such a picture. He's never thought of drawing such a picture. And he said, did you see the language of this bogus supposed communication or card or something I supposedly sent to Epstein? He said, I don't talk like that. I don't think like that.
Yeah, Mike Johnson, the House Speaker, on this morning on the Squawk Box on CNBC, addressing a bunch of stuff, the big, beautiful bill and all that stuff, and this ludicrous hit job that they tried to do in the Wall Street or the New York Times on President Trump this morning. He's already threatening to sue him, so we'll see where that goes. Welcome in on a Friday morning, a few minutes after 8, Mark Cox Morning Show here. I'm Mark. That's Kim St. Ange, Ethan Bright across the board for me over here, and Sue Thomas with your traffic. We got you all covered. Listen, hey, if you missed our interview last hour with Eric Burleson, the congressman, he was at the airport about to leave D.C. They were there late last night voting on rescissions. We talked about central bank digital currency and all of that, and even the Epstein stuff. If you missed it, hit the rewind button on the Odyssey app, or we'll have it up on the podcast. You can always listen to that wherever you pick up your favorite podcast. Don't forget to go there and check that out. We had a great interview with the congressman there. As we do every Friday, we try to get somebody from the Capitol on our Capitol Beat segment and get you up to date on all of that. Coming up, we're going to get to our Queen of Hearts drawing. We might give away a couple tickets. I know we got two more to give away for a little big town, so stick around for that. And before the hour's over, we're going to talk to Dylan Sharkey with the Illinois Policy Institute. What do you think of J.B. Pritzker besides his eating habits? What do you think of the guy, right? Is he what's he up to? I've long suspected he's running for president. There's a suggestion in Illinois that he may be instead running for a third term as governor of the state of Illinois, where he can continue to do even more damage. And we're going to talk to Dylan about that from the Illinois Policy Institute here at about 8:35 for our folks over there across the river on the southern side of Illinois. The one that would be red if we could just get him to secede at some point. We continue to work on that. We won't give up on that for sure. We'll get to all that and more for you straight ahead. Right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
NPR CEO said cutting NPR will be a risk to public safety. I am not sure how NPR helps the public safety of our country, but I do know that NPR, unfortunately, has become really just a propaganda voice for the left.
Amen. Caroline Leavitt yesterday, after giving up that health update on the president, talking about this rescission bill and the fact that we're finally defunding Pravda.
Check this out. A new Reuters Ipsos poll conducted earlier this week, 69% of Americans think the government is hiding a list of Epstein's clients.
Yeah, guess what? You're not alone. A lot of people suspect that. Not nearly as many think they're ever going to get to see it. But the president did order the release of some more documents just yesterday.
You think about running in 2028?
I am not. And my job, and I say that, I am doing all I can to help build the party and make sure whoever that person is wins. Well, we appreciate it. I think we need to flood the zone with people.
Man, we dodged the bullet there, didn't we? Tampon Tim is not running for president, just so you know. We're breathing a collective sigh of relief. David Letterman is stroking his beard somewhere this morning upon learning that The Late Show with Stephen Colbert is about to be canceled. Why not cut your losses, CBS? That would be my question to you. Why the hell not just cancel it now instead of giving him one more season? Maybe it's a contract issue. Is his contract run through next year? Or they said 10 more months. So in 2026, The Late Show will be no more, in case you haven't heard that yet this morning. This has been the biggest self-immolation by networks that I've ever seen. I mean, they've absolutely gutted themselves with their refusal to admit that their bias is obvious to everyone. Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, to a little bit lesser extent with Jimmy Fallon, but not much. But Colbert has been horrible for years. It you've slowly watched it degrade. I quit watching it years ago, but would occasionally pick up a clip here or there. The only people he has on are hard lefties, who hate Donald Trump, and that's what his entire show has become about. Is his hatred of one man, and now he announced last night that they've called an end to it.
Before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May, and yeah, I share your feelings. It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away.
Yeah.
Everyone's blaming Trump, of course, and the left. But like you said, I mean, he did this to himself. The show, the writers, they did this to themselves because it's so clearly just about him hating Trump. And so he's really isolated half the people who could watch his show. Would never ever want to turn it on.
I think that bears some explaining. How in the world? Like, I know the left wants to blame everything on Donald Trump. Like, there's anything that's wrong in the world right now must be because of Donald Trump. You're the sole fell off your shoe. Somehow Donald Trump's tariffs caused them to have to use cheaper glue, and therefore you don't have as good of shoes as you used to have. It's always something. But I just to delve into the mind of the left, here's what you need to understand. Elizabeth Warren and CNN have put forth the belief that ongoing negotiations to sell parts of CBS have affected this decision. Like the settlement with Donald Trump, they believe that settlement that was made with Donald Trump was made out of fear that Donald Trump's FCC wouldn't or SEC or whatever wouldn't approve this purchase or this sale or whatever. I mean, it's complete conjecture, but here they go again.
Brian, CBS is saying this is a financial decision. It is certainly the timing of this is kind of stunning.
Right, from the optics standpoint, the timing could not be worse for CBS. Colbert is such an outspoken Trump critic. He's just back from vacation, and as he showed there on Monday, on his first night back from vacation, he's also a thorn in his parent company's side. So this looks to a lot of Colbert's fans like another form of capitulation by CBS to the President of the United States.
It's capitulation. We're gonna fire him just to see if it'll make Orange Man Bad less unhappy with us.
I just don't get why these comedians don't realize that it's to their benefit to harp on both sides.
I don't know why, and I don't know what the algorithms are. I don't pretend to understand them. But on Facebook, I've been getting a lot of clips from the Johnny Carson show lately, and some of the great conversations he had with people on there. And I watched one the other day with Ronald Reagan when he was no longer governor of California and thinking about running for president. But it wasn't overtly political. He had Reagan on because he'd known him from Hollywood. They didn't do that. And when they poked fun at both sides in their little monologues every night, and they entertained people. And now that's not what it's about anymore. And they're too dumb to realize that. They've run their own ship into the ground here, and they wonder why they're losing money paying that clown $15 million a year to not be funny. That's it at the end of the day. All right, coming up, we will get to our Queen of Hearts drawing, as we do every week here on Friday mornings, that benefits Guns and Hoses. Talked to my friend Steve Hawley just yesterday as he's putting the show together for Guns and Hoses this year. I think tickets go on sale August 1st, so that's coming up shortly, just so you're aware of that. We're going to get to our Queen of Hearts drawing. All the money, of course, goes to benefit the folks at Guns and Hoses. We'll get to that next, and then we'll talk more about J.B. Pritzker and what his future is, because obviously it impacts our friends in Illinois for sure. Heaven forbid he should run for president and impact all of us. So we'll talk to them at the Illinois Policy Institute at about 7:35.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Guns N' Hoses Queen of Hearts. Benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
Just getting into a little Van Halen there and... You had to cut away from it for me there. Thank you. But it is time for the Queen of Hearts drawing, as we love to do every Friday. The official radio station of Guns N' Hoses in St. Louis. We're so proud of that. Can't wait for Guns N' Hoses coming up in November. I'm going to play some sort of role this year, Kim. I don't know what that's going to be. I have an idea. I may be rappelling out of the ceiling. Steve Hawley's supposed to be making that decision here soon, and and landing in the middle of the of ring. What do you think?
Well, I had some ideas too that
not
you could
box.
Okay.
I'm not boxing.
Well, that was my idea.
No boxing.
Just shoot it down.
No. That would not. Nobody would want to see that.
I would.
You? Oh, you would. You want to see me get beat up? Is that?
Hey,
what
I didn't say
Ethan,
you'd get
did you hear
beat
that?
Up. But whoa, whoa, whoa! You could whoop them. We didn't. I did not say that you would be the one to lose.
I want
to
see that.
I have faith.
They'll have him fight a kid.
And now here comes 8-year-old.
It's a charity thing.
You know, we joke all the time about men playing in women's sports, but the women fights are almost
they
better than the
intense.
Men in some
oh my
cases.
God, kind of,
so I wouldn't even consider that. Like, I'd change my gender and say I'll fight as a woman, but I'd probably get my butt kicked.
Like last year, though, the women's fight was the
it
best
was
one.
The best.
It was hands down the best fight.
It was
fight
the best. That was great. All right, let's get to our Queen of Hearts raffle. Of course, you can buy these on the STL Guns and Noses website. You go on there, and you'll see the contest right in the middle, the Queen of Hearts raffle. You can buy $5 each, or if you buy five, you get one free. All the money goes to Backstoppers. The pot is at $3,300 plus, and it's growing. So if you draw the Queen of Hearts card, you get half the jackpot. It's like a 50-50, and then the drawing starts over again. That's already happened once this year. So right now, a winner could potentially get $1,500 plus if you won the Queen of Hearts. Now, that was not the card that was picked for today. For this morning, it looks like the winner is the Jack of Spades, but because it's a face card, that was drawn from slot 21, the winner's going to get $50. So for a $5 bet, they won $50. So you got to get on there and take your chances. And of course, all of the money gets put in the same pot, Guns and Hoses. And at the end of the year, they're going to write a big old check to my friends at Backstoppers, which I love, and that's why we love doing that. So best of luck to you. STLGunsAndHoses.com. And I did confirm when I was on their website a few minutes ago, tickets are available on the 1st of August. 8-1, you can start buying your tickets to get in there. There's a donate button on that page if you just want to donate some cash, whatever that happens to be. Athlete and coach registration doesn't close until October. So you still got time if you want to compete. If you're a firefighter or if you're a police officer or an EMS worker and you want to compete, you've still got time to get your name in the ring.
So Kimberly on Facebook suggests you should be a ring girl.
A what?
A ring girl.
That's an option.
Yeah. I'll apply for one of those. And again, like I said earlier, Kim, nobody wants to see that. So I'll be out there in a pair of red, white, and blue boxing shorts or something if that's what you want. But I will not be doing any boxing. Anything I can do to help my friends at Guns and Hoses, I am happy, happy to do that. I really am. I don't know if you guys saw this story or not, but I thought it was pretty interesting. Did you see the... we talked the other day about Liam Doyle, the new pick for the Cardinals. Did you see what they paid this guy?
I saw the picture of him at Busch Stadium.
Well, you know, I mean, Ackerman's birthday was this week, and he's been on vacation, or I would have wanted to talk to him about this. But the Cardinals have signed their first-round pick, Liam Doyle, to a club record bonus when he showed up over here to Busch Stadium. This is the Texas pitcher who they likened to Al Raboski, the Mad Hungarian, who's a great guy, and he's ever present at the ballpark these days if you run into him. But the Doyle and the Cardinals agreed to a deal with a bonus of $7.25 million, making it the highest draft bonus in club history.
Wow, so Cards are not messing around trying to up the pitching game.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Is this Heim Bloom impact already here? I know.
Is.
I mean, clearly they're trying to boost up what they're doing in the minors. And this 21-year-old is one of three big college lefties in the draft. And he went early, like number five. The Cardinals picked him up. He routinely throws the ball 101 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
People can't see the ball when it goes by him.
Is it like 95 is the typical for MLB?
I don't know. I imagine
it's getting higher now.
It's always getting higher.
It's getting higher.
I still don't know how they do it.
I wonder how fast I would throw the ball. That would be
40,
so embarrassing.
30 miles an hour.
40 is being generous. I was going to say way lower than that. But thank you guys for believing that I could even throw 40 miles per hour.
Well, no problem.
No, I said three miles.
That's probably more accurate. Like, so, I got turtles like walking next as I'm throwing the ball. I play lacrosse, but you have a stick, and that helps. You know, it's not the same as when you're throwing with your arm.
That's true. Well, I mean, yeah. Why don't we get to our contest here? What do you think? Should we do that? All right, Little Big Town is coming to town. And we have one more pair of tickets to give away. 314-241-9797. I should joke that we're going to take, what did we say, Kim? Caller 18? Oh, no. You want something lower than that? Okay. Would caller 8 be okay with you? Okay. Caller number 8 to 314-241-9797 gets the pair of tickets. 314-241-9797. You get a pair of tickets to Little Big Town, July 25th. So that concert is quickly approaching here. And best of luck to you. And hopefully we'll have another concert that we can give you information on soon, by the way. So that's good. Congratulations to all of our winners this week. We're giving away a pair of tickets every single day. All right. Coming up, we are going to talk to our friends from the Illinois Policy Institute. You know, I make a lot of jokes about J.B. Pritzker, but he really is a horrible governor for the state of Illinois. The way he handled immigration, the way he handled COVID, and now the dude might be thinking about running for president the way he's been acting and kind of taking on Donald Trump and all this stuff on the immigration stuff. So we're going to talk to the Illinois Policy Institute. They're closer to all of this, and we'll get their thoughts on it right after the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Never before in my life have I called for mass protests, for mobilization, for disruption. But I am now. Yeah. fight their cruelty with every megaphone and microphone that we have. We must castigate them on the soapbox and then punish them at the ballot box.
How about that? J.B. Pritzker calling for violent rhetoric against the Republicans, against President Trump. He was mad about immigration crackdowns. You know, I mean, my goodness, it just goes on and on, leading me to believe that J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, is probably going to be a candidate for president in the next election cycle. I could be wrong about that. But over in Illinois, guess what? You know what they're most worried about? That the guy's going to run for a third term. That could happen. Dylan Sharkey joining us from the Illinois Policy Institute. Dylan, how are you?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man. So what do you think? Like, if you were a betting man, is Pritzker looking at a third term as governor and then a run for president, or what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's a good chance. You know, I don't have a crystal ball. There's a good chance he does end up running for president, but for him, there's no risk in running for a third term because it's before the next presidential election. But what's interesting is we found at Illinois Policy is in 37 states with gubernatorial term limits, he wouldn't be allowed to run for a third term. This would be it. So in most of the country, he would have to step aside and figure something else out, but not in Illinois.
But that would be like Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, because I heard he was just kind of headlining the Lincoln Dinner in Des Moines, and I heard that there's speculation that maybe he could have an interest in running because he wouldn't be able to run again as governor.
Yes, exactly. And different states do it differently. Some states say if you do back-to-back terms, you're out. Some states say if you have two terms at any point over 12 years, you're out. But Illinois is not one of the states that has any. So for sure, he could, you know, on paper, just keep running for even more terms after that.
Wow. Well, I mean, just people in Illinois should always remember that if J.B. Pritzker had his way, he would have bought the Senate seat over there a long time ago and wouldn't have had to worry about that.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is people have always thought of, is Illinois historically as a blue state. But if he runs for a third term and wins, he would be the first third term Democratic governor ever in history of the state.
Wow. That's pretty.
We've had three-term governors, but they've been Republicans in the history.
And I say this with all due respect and lovingly to my friends that live in Illinois. We're talking to Dylan Sharkey of the Illinois Policy Institute. I say this with all due respect. Did you people learn nothing from the Mike Madigan problem? He was around so many years, and he was so corrupt that he's now going to jail for it, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And the thing with Pritzker, unlike Madigan, is his approvals, he's a very public figure. Madigan was, you know, operating on a low profile for decades and decades, but Pritzker, that isn't the case. His approval is hovering around 50%, which is so different from his election results where, you know, it's pretty handed, pretty lopsided. So meaning that there's a good chunk of voters who would vote for somebody else if they had an option they liked.
Wow. Are there any primary contenders for J.B. Pritzker?
It's so early. There's a lot of speculation on who would run. One for sure is a DuPage County Sheriff, James Mendrick. He's announced he's going to run. A few other candidates, but it's very early. It's more of a guessing game right now on the field.
Wow. Yeah, I know that. I mean, everybody's looking. Everybody assumes Gavin Newsom's in. I've always assumed Pritzker's in. What are just a few of his policy highlights? Just to remind people, like, he fully backed that bill that allowed non-citizens to become police officers over there a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, that's right. And one of the things he's been bragging about lately on his latest, his first campaign ad is the elimination of the grocery tax, the state grocery tax that he's so proud of. But what he's not telling people in those commercials is that there's more than 200 towns in Illinois who just passed the same tax at the local level. So while it's true he did eliminate it statewide, you know, for the majority of people living and buying groceries, it's the same. They're
it
not
doesn't
spending
matter.
Any money on food.
They haven't noticed. That's amazing.
Yeah. So they couldn't override it. Yeah, because the individual commute, like I know, I was just reporting on that. It was like Belleville or something was among them.
Yes. Yeah. So it went to local governments. Mm-hmm. So it didn't cost the state anything to cut it. It didn't do anything for them, but he's, you know, parading around saying, oh, well, yeah, I saved you food at the grocery aisle, you know, minus people who live in these 200 towns all across the state.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So remind people of the cycle. So he would have to announce soon because this would be a 26th election, right?
Yeah, 26 is the next election, and then president is 28. Now, if he wins a third term, he could obviously just run for president again, run for president in 28. Then the question becomes, you know, A, does he win? B, if he does win, what happens to Illinois' governor seat? Who, you know, where do we go from there as far as leadership?
Well, he's already announced he's running for a third term, right, is what I saw?
Yes.
Yeah, as governor. He's already running for sure as governor, but it would be the question of, is he running for president?
Yes, that's right, in 28.
Wow. Well, I mean, I know he's got lots of problems up there, including the Chicago public schools that are bankrupt. Am I correct about that?
Yep. Yeah. Only by a few hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah.
A small amount.
But for Pritzker, you know, money is honestly the reason why he's, you know, considering running for president. When former Vice President Harris was looking at potential running mates, he was very low on the list as far as recognition nationwide. But the one thing he does have that most candidates don't is the bankroll, which is half the battle when you're running for president.
That's. I mean, I don't know how with the record of some of the, particularly what's gone on in Chicago, and I guess you'd have to hang a lot of that around the neck of the mayor. But I just don't know how Pritzker continues to get reelected. Maybe the same way the supermajority of Democrats keep controlling the legislature, right? You guys, you got a great article on your website right now, and I think for all of the legislators in Missouri who work 5 months out of the year, for I think $35,000 a year is what they get in Missouri. How much do they make in Illinois?
So when you add up the base salary and the average, you know, committee leadership compensation, the average lawmaker is taking home a little over $120,000 a year every year.
And, wow.
It's less than full-time. It's what we call full-time light. So they work fewer days than full-time lawmakers, but a little bit more than part-time. So it's still less than full-time, technically. They call it full-time light. It's in between, but it's still a hefty salary for less than a full-time job.
But the headline of the article says for 70 days of work.
Yes, that's right. That's how many session days there are.
Wow. And they're making $128,000 for 70 days of work. That's pretty good work if you can get it, I think.
Yes, and coincidentally, on the back end, the General Assembly retirement system is one of the most well-funded pension systems in the state.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Not like the other ones.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, IllinoisPolicy.org is where you can go to find out lots of great information about what's going on over there. And, Dylan, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Oh, of course. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon. Dylan Sharkey there, assistant editor at the Illinois Policy Institute, and his name's on several of those articles I was looking at on there. That is $128,000 a year. That's amazing. That's obnoxious. For 70 days, 70 days of work. Woo, man. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be back in just a minute. We're gonna talk a little bit more about this. And the only reason I'm bringing up this rescission bill that passed is that it's supposed to cut money. But we also had a report out this week on inflation and all that stuff. There's an interesting article on how that has affected retail sales in the U.S. I'm gonna get to that when we come back and remind you about that great fundraiser you can help out with in Eureka. Almost the whole day Saturday from 11 to 6. We'll talk about it when we come back. All right, welcome back. You know, we were talking about the big beautiful bill and all of the stuff that goes along with that. And Mike Johnson was commenting on it just a little bit earlier because, of course, he's thrilled that they've got the big beautiful bill, and he's thrilled that he was defending the president. You heard me run that soundbite from him just a little bit earlier, but he thinks it's going to be the beginning of a boom in the economy. Now, you've heard the president say that same thing, too. But he really thinks that if they can get this thing rolling with the tariff money that's coming in, with the if they can get an interest rate cut, and I don't know if that happens or not. I did see where Jerome Powell is actually being investigated by the DOJ, maybe that pressures him to drop out. I think he's sworn that he'll never drop out. And of course, Trump said he won't fire him. But the reason I bring that up is this, because I thought this was pretty interesting. U.S. Golden Age. Now, when we had our friend Taylor Riggs on earlier this week, we touched on this just a little bit, and that was the fact that even though inflation was up a little bit, and it was up just a little bit, it was still below expectations, whatever expectations are. You know how the market is going. It wasn't as bad as everybody thought. There's no reason why they shouldn't be able to cut interest rates, even though that's apparently not going to happen right away. Listen to this article in Breitbart. I thought this was fascinating. U.S. retail sales rebounded sharply for June, beating expectations across the board. So we know tariff revenue is up. They had a surplus in June for like the first time in 30 years. I don't know how many years it's been, 20 years, something like that. They actually brought in more money than the government spent for 1 month because of tariffs, because of extra money being brought in. Retail spending surged in June. People have more money in their pockets. They're spending it. It offered fresh evidence that American consumers remain a powerful engine for the economy, even though interest rates are elevated and inflation continues to be moderate. The Commerce Department reported Thursday retail sales rose 0.6% in June from the prior month, surpassing economists' expectations of just a 0.1% gain. So it's up 0.5 more than they thought. Here's my question. Why wasn't the stock market up 400, 500 points yesterday? These are the things that baffle me about how the market responds to what's going on. It's almost like that Langham guy that we had on the other day from Home Depot, who's like, hey, I got to tell you, I didn't vote for him, but I have full confidence that he knows what he's doing because all of these economists have told us this will never work. This is just going to create inflation. It's going to cost more for consumers to buy this and that. And none of that has panned out. And as he makes more and more of these trade deals, which he seems to announce about one of them a week, it's only going to get better. The tariff revenue is going to continue to come in. American goods are going to be sold more overseas because they don't face 30, 40, 50, 100% markup because of tariffs on the other end of the trade deal. So I do believe just what Mike Johnson says here is that the passage of this big, beautiful bill is the beginning of a great run for America. Listen to just a little bit of his comments earlier today on the Squawk Box.
Sing the praises of the bill. There are a lot of praises to sing, and everyone will be singing that tune. And certainly the voters will when we come to the midterms in 2026. And the reason for that is because we wrote this bill for the lower and middle class earners in America. We're the working class party. The Republican Party is. We delivered for them. And it's important to point out all the Democrats in Congress voted against all those great provisions. You're talking about historic tax cuts, historic savings at the same time. But what it means for the typical family in America, an additional average $13,000 in their pocket at the end of the year in take-home pay. You're talking about the child tax credit. 91% of Americans will benefit from the increase that we did there. Seniors got tax relief. No tax on tips and overtime and things that are really going to mean a lot to people. And
I think it's going to mean a lot, but it's going to mean a lot in combination with this other stuff. It's going to put the economy on jet fuel. I believe that. I think you're coming into a golden era here, which is what Donald Trump promised when he took office, as prices on eggs and everything else start to drop. Gas prices will be next. He just passed an exemption yesterday for, I think, three or four different coal plants that were going to have to shut down because of the ridiculous restrictions forced through the EPA by the Biden administration that took effect before Donald Trump got in office, and he couldn't change them. So he's given them an extension for a couple of years so they can continue to operate. That's the kind of nonsense he's fighting. The Biden people tried to install things that he couldn't easily reverse, but he's doing it in many cases anyway. So good for the president and good for the economy. I think it's a very positive thing to look forward to. If we could just get the Fed off their duff and drop interest rates a little bit, the housing market's going to explode, too. All right. A quick reminder of where I will be tomorrow. I am going to be at Chicken Alley's for their fundraiser. It starts at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, downtown Eureka, there on South Central, 122 South Central. It's not a long street, so you can't miss it. But if you've never eaten it, first of all, the food's outstanding. The people are even better. And the Lieber family, Jen, has been a longtime supporter of ours because we've taken the show live down there a few times. They're just great. They always send food here on Fridays.
Oh, delicious.
Once or twice a month. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate Chief Brown bringing it up here. But Jen's son was in a serious car accident. This is the community coming together to provide money for them. They'll have raffles, silent auctions. You can just donate if you want to. And all the proceeds go to the Lieber family during this difficult time. So if you can shake free between 11 and 6 o'clock tomorrow, you got a big window, head down to Eureka. Stop, have a bite to eat, donate, maybe buy a raffle ticket. And I'll be down there early afternoon, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the folks. So have a great weekend. Looks like it ought to be beautiful. Kim and Ethan and Sue and I will see you back here on Monday morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.